In today's Mishnah, we're in the third and fourth Mishnah from the eighth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. We continue learning about the Ben Sorer or Moreh. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we discussed that he has to be between about 13 and 13 and 3 months. That's a sort of the age. Also, we mentioned that he has to eat a particular quantity of meat and nice wine, Yaina Italki, this Italian wine. And it has to particularly be in a context in which he would likely continue repeating this consumption, so it has to be somewhat addictive. So Mishnah now continues that Ganav, he also has to have stolen the money. He says Ganav Mishel Aviv, he has to have stolen the money from his father. So what the Mishnah says, however, if he stole from his father Vachal Bershut Aviv, but he ate it at home, then he wouldn't be a Ben Sorer or Moreh. Firstly, the reason why it has to be stolen from his father because the money is accessible to him. He lives in the same house. However, if he ate it Bereshut Aviv, he ate it at home, he'd be scared that his father would catch him. So it's unlikely to be an addictive or repeated behavior. Meshel Acharim, if he stole from others, V'achal Bereshut Acharim, but he ate it outside the home, in that situation, stealing from others is not such a simple activity. It's also quite dangerous, scary, and it's not necessarily guaranteed he's going to continue in that pattern, despite the fact now his consumption is out of home. Michel Acharim, if he stole from others, Vachal Bereshut Aviv. If he stole from others and then ate it at home, then we say in that situation, all these cases are not likely to be addictive, not behavior that's going to perpetuate itself. So therefore, Einu Naseh Ben Sorer Moreh. He would not be tried as a Ben Sorer or Moreh. Ad Shi Ignov Michel Aviv V'yochal Bereshut Aviv. Unless he stole the money from his father, which is accessible to him, and eats it out of home, where he won't be caught. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shi Ignov Michel Aviv U'Michel Imo. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, no, the requirement is not to steal from his father, he has to steal from his father and his mother. So the discussion exactly what to mean. The Gemara explains that it has to be money that was set aside for the food of both his parents, like a joint bank account, if you like. However, there's another opinion that it's actually monies from each of them, but in any event, the halach is like the Chachamim, it's sufficient that he has stole from his father alone. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Haya aviv rotzer ve'imo einu rotzer. Let's say they want to bring him to Beit Din and treat him as a ben sorer. The father's adamant we should treat him as such, and the mother says no. Or Aviv Eino Ratzah V'Imo Ratzah, or the father doesn't want to, but the mother does. He says Eino Ben V'Eino Nasem Ben Tzera Moreh. He will not be tried Ad Shu Shneim Ratzim unless both parents wanted it, because the pasuk specifically said for Tafsu Bo that they grabbed hold of him, who Aviv V'Imo, both of them together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Im Lo Hayta Imo Ra'ul Aviv, if the mother wasn't the same as the father, you'll see what that means in a minute. Einu Naseh Ben Sorer Moreh, there wouldn't be a Ben Sorer Moreh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what this means, Gemara explains that it means if they didn't have the same, they weren't of the same height, same appearance, and same voice, as can happen that spouses actually have the same voice. Why? Because it says Einu Shomea Bekolenu in the pasuk, so he understands it's Koleno is in the singular, our single voice has to be the same. However, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, according to the way Kadi explains it. Let's continue. Hayachad mehen gidem. If one of the parents had a hand cut off, or it was limp or lame, or ilem, or was mute, or summa could or cherish was deaf, einu naseh bereh moreh, the son wouldn't be able to be ben sorer moreh or moreh. How do we learn this? Shenema v'tafsu bo avivimo. That's part of the pasuk. These parents grabbed hold of him, which implied that they have to be able to hold him. So therefore, Lord, give me him. So if their hand was cut off, he wouldn't be able to do so. V'otziu oto, they have to take him out, meaning to Beit Din. So therefore, Lord, chigrim, not someone who's lame and cannot walk. V'amru, and Pasuk says, and they say. Well, that means they have to be able to speak. So therefore, Lord, ilmim, know the people that are mute. If their parents are mute. B'neinu zeh, they have to be able to point and direct the Beit Din, saying, at this son. So zeh means able to point and say, and know exactly where he is. So therefore, that excludes if one of the parents were blind. If they say he doesn't hear our voice, then there must be that it can't be the parents cannot be cherishim, they cannot be deaf, because they wouldn't be able to hear the response of the son when their parents tell them off, saying, you know, stop stealing, whatever, don't behave yourself. They wouldn't be able to hear necessarily if he's he wouldn't be able to hear. That is his response. Let's continue. Matrim bol bifnei shlosha. What that means is he's pre-warned before two witnesses. So the witnesses say, that, in other words, before two witnesses, a parent say to this child, if you understand, you've got to start listening to us, otherwise we're going to take you to Beit Din. And then they come before Beit Din in front of a small Beit Din of three judges, umalkin oto, and they give him malkut. They hit him. And this is learned from Malkut. We learned this from because Vayim bin Hakot Rashi. We learn the concept of Malkut, especially Vayim Zomim and Ben as well. The two there's the word Ben is used in both contexts to understand that first, prior to executing him, they would actually give him Malkut. Next, then he's sent home. Chazar v'kilkel, if he continues on his path and still behaves in this manner, remember this is all within a 3-month period, we see Nidon Midon, his judge of the Beit Din of 23, like any Be'esrim v'shloshla, like any capital case. Ve'inu niskal, and he would not be stowed ad shu shama rishonim, until the three original judges were, the three that were there, that were the judge in for Malkut, would be there, would be present. Shne'amar b'neinu zeh, they're saying, our son, this one, pointing, meaning Zehu Shalaka Bifnechem. This is the one that was already received Malkut, was received lashes in front of you. Mishnah then continues, Barach, if the son runs away, Ad Shalom Nigmar Dinuan, prior to the Beit Din, concluding that he's Chayiv Mitah, and then he matured in the intervening period before being brought back to Beit Din, we say, V'chakachiv Zakana Tachton, we say, Pato, he'd be exempt, because now he's at an age where Ben Zorah wouldn't apply. If, however, he was already tried and found, if you like, guilty, and therefore going to get the punishment of skila, and then he ran away, and then during that period while he was ran off, he fully matured, we say he would nonetheless be chayev skila, because since he's already been tried and found guilty, or now has to be given the punishment of skila, he's already defined at that point as Adam Harug, as if you like a dead man, and therefore the punishment will still be executed. Those are Mishnah today.